Blog Talk Radio.
What is going on, everybody? This is Easy, most known unknown Easy Old Show, checking in with you guys again. Today's show, we're supposed to have a look of the mercenary, Alvin Gray, on, but unfortunately, he is under the weather, so we won't be able to do that. But we should still have a great show. I'm going to try to get my homie, of course, Big Bro K-Down on in a little bit. Going to talk some real issues today. And just going to go from there. Probably going to be a little bit difficult because of driving. yeah. No texting and driving, no talking and driving. But I got y'all on speaker. Yeah, my car can do that. So, yeah, we're going to see if we can get K-Down on and possibly talk about some of the major issues going on today. Like, of course, I've been wanting to talk about the whole video that surfaced with the four kids. So we gonna talk about that. Yeah, let me see. Okay, down you on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, what's going on, man?
Oh, nothing much.
Yeah.
Double ear infection from my truly youngest child, Malachi. See, and everybody think it's funny. It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
If you get an ear infection, I want to see if you laugh.
That man right, getting
so,
too groomed.
Huh?
Said that man getting too groomed.
Yeah. He's going to be seeing Rick soon. but real quick, I don't know if you know, but maybe about an hour and a half ago, they on different times than we is. But in Fort Lauderdale, in a in Fort Lauderdale, Terminal 2, Broward County, in the baggage claim area, they had an active shooting.
Mm-hmm.
5 dead, 8 injured. They say they have the gunman in custody. It was only one gunman. He gave up after running out of ammunition. They don't know why he opened fire inside the baggage claim. As of right now, the FBI is questioning him at the jail.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I know I sound a little funny due to the clogginess in my nose. The shooter was Esteban Santiago, 26 years old, from New Jersey. Now, they said they knew he had a gun, but he had a military ID. And when you have a military ID, you get the little perks of being able to carry a gun in places regular civilians can't.
I thought it was supposed to be unloaded, though.
Yeah, but no one actually tells you to. Most of the time, no one actually asks you, let me see your clip. You know, they don't do that very seldomly. Oh, okay, well, he got some military IDs going on. He's probably doing something for the building or the airport or whatever. Walked right in the baggage claims and killed 5 people and injured 8 others and then gave himself up. As of right now, they think it was him by himself. They don't know if he walked in from just the street or if he got off a plane. They still look at all the details right now.
So, he just decided he must have been in uniform, I'm assuming, or something like that. I can't see you wearing casuals.
Say,
and
they didn't say uniform. They just said he had a military ID. They didn't say he was in military uniform. They just said he had the ID.
That's crazy. I knew they was talking about something like that on the radio. I was going to listen in to see what they was talking about. I didn't hear it, though. And but I think that's what Carlos was talking about on Facebook. Like, they're going to start getting bashed now because of that situation happening. So, I don't know what's going on. Today.
Yeah, I think that could be what he was talking about when he made that post. I'm not sure. I was gonna comment on it, but I also just thought it was because, you know, as of this moment as well, the president-elect Donald Trump is asking Congress to pay for the wall that he want to build between America and Mexico. So I thought that's probably what it could have been that he was talking about, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. So he's asking Congress, and I'm assuming Congress is going to ask us, huh? No, they're probably not going to ask us at all. They just
well,
take that money.
Exactly. They don't have to ask us. They just want to, if they want
well,
to.
No, they're supposed to ask, but we don't hold them accountable for that they do, so they never ask. Or they might act in certain ways where you ain't going to never catch it until it's too late.
Or they might ask in a poll for you to vote and, you know, how people don't like voters because it don't matter.
It really don't. Locally, I'm starting to believe it may be more effective. Globally, hell no, that don't matter. I'm always
well,
say
locally,
that to somebody prove me wrong.
I tell people, who you vote for locally is what your global vote depends on. We don't vote directly for president. The people who we vote for are Congress, our state, Congress, Senate, aldermen, and all of them. They vote for the president on our behalf. So if we don't go out and vote for our governor, our mayor, our aldermen, our senators, our representatives, then our vote will not reflect what we wanted to inside that poll.
So you're saying that the Electoral College are the people that we voted for?
The Electoral College is the state representatives' voices. That's who it is. Because when you look at it, the Electoral College is made up of our senators and our representatives of every state. If your state is, even though you got most of the time what they do is, if the state is leaning one way, then they give it to those Republicans from that state. Then if the state is leaning the other way, then they give it to the Democrats in that state. But like say for instance, when the election this year, certain states before the polls was even closed in Wyoming and Oklahoma and places like that, they already had Donald Trump as the winner for the simple fact those were dominant red states. They had more They had more Republicans elected in office than Democrats. So they was like, oh, that state's going to be Republican. The reason why Illinois is such a swing state is because we always flip-flopping on our on what we elect on the state level. Like, we just elected I'm so sorry, but I don't even know the governor name.
Bruce Rauner, old punk ass.
Yeah, I was in Indiana when y'all did that shit. Bruce Rauner, he's a Republican now. Before that, he was a Democrat. So we're always flipping and flopping, you know. Now, Tammy Duckworth is in, and the Republican dude is out. So we all, excuse me, we always flip flopping. So that's what they go off of. So when people say your vote for president don't count, yeah, it don't. But then it do in the long run because you. I tell people the presidential election, you go vote for whoever you want to, whether it's Democrat, Republican, Independent, Green, Red, Yellow, Pink, whatever color it is, you go vote for your party. But the main thing you can do is vote real quick. I had already said that he was 26 years old. He was born in 1990 in New Jersey. The shooter from Fort Lauderdale. But the main thing you can do is vote for your audience. Like me and my dad, we had a conversation the other day. And my dad, he was going to Indiana to pick up my lovely fiance and my son. He was talking about all the trash that's on the expressway out south on the Dan Ryan and the Bishop Ford, and how when you go up towards the airport, Kennedy and all of that, there's no trash along the expressway. They keep all
got sanitation
and a toll road. They keep them clean.
Yeah,
and
they got sanitation people that picks up all that stuff. They get paid to pick up all that stuff. It's like running the hood. You go to the hood, you don't see none of that because nobody picks it up. Not to say that the people ain't responsible for they trash, but I've seen I've seen certain parades where people done left a whole gang load of trash on the floor, and you would never know it because they got the sanitation commission.
Yeah, but the main thing about that is he said, you know, he just want to talk to the mayor about it. But I tell him that's the wrong person to talk to about it because every district, the sanitation department is ran by your aldermen for that district. It's not the mayor. The mayor comes up with this dumbass graph that he got now for the sanitation and the salt, the snow removal and all that. Yeah, he came up with that dumbass graph, but the aldermen are the ones that enforce the certain rules as far as like the garbage, making sure the garbage is picked up every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Making sure that the supervisor of the sanitation go through on the weekends to make sure that there isn't any extra garbage. You know, stuff like that. And he's also the one who approves the street cleaning, everything that's in his district. Even if you only have the Dan Ryan from 47th to 51st, if that's all you have that from that little short thing, you can say, well, I want that little space between them two, between them blocks. I want that part of the expressway clean. And they have to go out there and they have to clean. So it's not the governor, it's not the mayor. It's still, see, a lot of people don't know, these aldermen get something like $1.5 million or something like that every year to benefit and update their ward.
The area, that they are in.
Yeah. But how many of us can actually say that they constantly see their area getting updated? How many people can say, oh, well, we saw this neighborhood park, got updated, and now we have a brand new park?
I wonder what area or ward was Cabrini Green in when it was up. Because it looks totally different now.
That's Mr. Burnett. But Walter Burnett, I'm not even gonna go. That'll be some personal feeling, so I'm not gonna go there.
Well, yeah, we say that. We talk about that all day.
But yeah, so that's what it is.
All right, so I can see your point on that, and I started voting locally more often, and hopefully there's a couple of candidates that we know soon to be in office. Of course, I know we got the judge that's with you. What was his name again?
Who are you talking about?
The judge, guy that made judge.
Oh, Judge Daryl Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, got one in, and then I think Kim Fox got the vote. And I heard she was a good candidate.
Yeah.
So it's changing.
What I tell people is, we have to vote for, like, yeah, you have to live in the area that you're in to become the alderman or whatnot for that district. But the thing is, if this person have not been laying down a foundation, you only hear about this person right now, and it's just a name, and they got a party behind them. So, okay, I'm going to vote for them. You don't know what this person want to do. None. Most of the aldermen, when you vote for them, they say they spend the million or something on something. But a lot of times, that's when you see like the street was perfectly fine last week, and now they're drilling a fucking hole in the street, saying that they checking a pipe. You got to drill a hole in the street to check the pipe? Hey, you ain't here. Ain't nobody in the neighborhood called about a loss of power in the water pressure. None of that. The water didn't go out in the neighborhood. None of that. The power didn't go out, but you got to drill a big-ass hole in the street to check a pipe.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they spend that money on. Then they patch it up, and then they leave after doing nothing.
Yeah, that's true. I've seen that more times than once.
And the rest of that money get on their pockets. But getting up off of aldermen, because we can talk about that for the next 4 years until the next term comes.
Yeah.
Let's talk about these idiots in Chicago that want to kidnap and torture a mentally challenged person. Now, I'm going to leave the mentally challenged part up out of it, because it don't matter if he's mentally challenged or not. What they did wrong is wrong, period. No matter if they mentally challenged or not. Of course, it would have been a lot harder for the motherfuckers to do some shit to someone that wasn't mentally challenged, especially since I watched the video. They tied him up. He wasn't really tied up. Like, it wasn't tight. So that's how he was able to, one of the reasons why he was able to get away. But you kidnapped this person. And you're saying fuck Donald Trump. You're making him say fuck Donald Trump. You don't even know if this person even voted, let alone voted for Donald Trump. He probably didn't even vote. He probably hasn't even been to a polling place in his life. But you automatically assume that he voted for Donald Trump because he's white.
Right.
So, now, you're going to jail for at least 10 years, at least 10 years on felony charges for kidnapping, torturing, beating, all of that, hate crime, and more felony charges. Like, you know what, to be honest, I wouldn't be mad if they came up with a charge right now today just to charge them with it and put years on it. I wouldn't get mad.
Yeah.
Like, this, he did nothing to you.
Here's my issue. One, like I said, I gotta reiterate this. Just period, because I don't want nobody thinking that I feel like what they did was justifiable. Like, it was wrong, period. I'm never going to argue that. What I need to know is, one, is, okay, it was on live. I understand that what you did, you realized, hey, yeah, you fucked up, regardless. You got somebody captured in your crib, torturing them for no apparent reason. That's fucked up. I'm not trying to exclude what they did, but there have been times on Facebook, everywhere, what you see was not put on Facebook, but not news. I'm sure y'all seen those executions that was happening on Facebook. Now, it may not have been live because it was a recorded video, but you didn't see something in the news about it later on in the day. Now, hey, like I said, it was live, so I can't exclude that you pretty much put yourself in the national news. But this is the problem that I see. They keep glamorizing all the Chicago crimes where it's a black person doing it. And that's the part that's pissing me off. Almost every night, if you watch the Chicago news, most people might not know this, but the first thing that comes up, first headline you see, is a criminal charge. Some black person doing something somewhere, somebody having a shootout somewhere. And then they go to some other story, some lighthearted story or something like that, just to revamp, I guess, whatever they're doing. So my issue is, why so much emphasis on this? You know what I'm saying? Why so much emphasis on the bad stuff? Why do we always got to look criminal? Because I know there's a lot of stuff that's happening in the city that is not criminal of us. Why is this being shown so much? I get it. You already know what the story is. For those that don't know the story, I understand. You haven't seen it. But why?
Yeah.
Just why is it so?
I understand what you're saying. Real quick, they say the suspect flew into Florida from Canada, and he had his gun checked in. I'm guessing he was getting his gun back, and then he did that. Okay. Now,
okay.
Putting that to the side. Because let me ask you this. When you search the news, what do you search for?
For me, I just, in general, I search for, you know, what's going on. Well, like, if I hear about a story, what happened with that story, like, what happened in Fort Lauderdale, I would just search news to see, because I'm pretty sure they got the story up.
Most people, I can tell you this, most people do not search good deeds in Chicago.
It probably ain't.
The thing is, when you look at it, when you look at the TV shows, when you look at the TV shows that's on TV, besides the cartoons, what TV shows are the highest rated TV shows? You got Scandal. You got Empire. You got, period. Not just for us. The highest rated TV shows are Scandal, Empire, Power. I like Power myself. Can't say nothing about that one. Walking Dead, Love and Hip Hop, Real Housewives, Murray, Dr. Phil, all the Judge shows. What do all them shows have in common? Controversy. Controversy sells. If everybody in Chicago do a good deed and nothing happens, the only thing they can talk about is no crime in Chicago for 24 hours. Now, if that happens,
but they won't even say that. That's the thing for me. That's what kills me. They won't even say that. If they do talk about it, it's a touch on it. What's the difference there? It's a touch on it. Yeah, you know, this is happening.
Because controversy sells.
And it might only be, I get it. It only sells because that's what people want to see. They want to be in other people's business. I don't deny that you could play it. You know what happened with the kids? You could play it. It's already been seen all over Facebook. So the news and the media gets a hold of this stuff, and that's what I'm saying. But there's no media coverage of, you know, some other race. I'm not even going to say race. See, that's the hardest topic to go on, because for some reason when we talk about race, we get into race issues. We can't talk about race. It's not good for us to talk about race, because then it gets put into, but it happens to everybody. Mm-hmm. And then, people didn't meet for lynchings on Sunday back in the day and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
I'll say this. I used to ask my dad, because I used to have to wake up. My dad, he was working early, so I wake up with him at 6 o'clock in the morning. The same news that they show at 5 o'clock, they show at 6 o'clock, they show at 7 o'clock, they show at 8 o'clock, and they show at 9 o'clock. Then they show it at 12 with a couple of new things. Then at 5, they have new programming. And then the news they show at 5 is the news that they show at 9 and 10. If the news went up off of just telling the facts of what they have, the news will only air for an hour. We would not have all this news coverage. We'll have MSNBC, CNN, and all that stuff because they cover worldly things. But local news stations, if they told the facts and the truth and what was happening, they will only be on for an hour. But the thing is, they repeat it for the simple fact. Everyone know what happened. We know what happened. We saw it on Facebook. You didn't even have to turn the TV on to see what happened, but you wanted to see what happened during the press conference with the cops, right? So they play that press conference with the cops at 5. Then they play that press conference with the cops on nightly news at 6. Then they show that press conference at 9. Then they show that press conference again at 10. Then they show that press conference again at 6. We already saw this damn press conference. Why the fuck is you showing it to us again? Because they want to put an emphasis on the crime and the destruction. If they couldn't put an emphasis on it, there's no reason to do it.
I get what you're saying. They got the whole, they have to play the story and some, it's filler. I get it. But here's the thing. There's stuff happening around Chicago all the time that you can find. There should be no problem with it. I mean, really, there ain't no way you can have a slow news cycle. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, the only time I heard about there was no violence in Chicago was over the 4 days when it was really cold outside. And I heard that from Facebook. Now, I can watch the news. They're not going to show that. And if they do, it's going to be, like you said, if they didn't keep repeating stuff, then they would have no reason to show the news more than once a day. Okay, so if you know that there's been 4 days of no killing, no violence, nothing like that, why does it only come on once within a day? Why does it only come on once? Because I guarantee you, if they said something about it, it's only been once, and probably only one of its main channels that actually made a statement on it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's the thing for me. The type of stuff that happens is, okay, murder, 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 mainly for us, murder, and then maybe we could get a touch on the topic of people doing positive stuff in the street, and then it's back to murder. You know what I'm saying? I just don't understand it, and it's always coming down hard on us. Like, we the only ones in this city doing
you
wanna city
know
doing
why?
Bad stuff. Man.
You wanna
yeah,
because
we not wanting. We never been.
We, not just that. We don't control what's being put out there.
Yeah, I know that.
We don't control. Like, the news, all that shit that Dylann Roof said in the courtroom. They said it real quick, and then they got up off of it. They spent an hour
yeah,
on
of
the
course.
Kids,
they're
the
never going to
African-American
never going to talk about that man. And
that's,
to be honest, I think he's going to get off
is.
If we don't watch the case. I still feel like he's going to get off even if we do watch the case.
Oh, no. And if he get off, then they know it's going to be problems. Now, what they
yeah,
might do is
that's what they
come up
that's
for
what they thought.
If what they're going to do is give him an option for parole. That's what's going to happen. He's going to have an option for parole. But, bro.
Why would he have an option for parole?
Exactly. We're going to have to save this for another
extra
day.
Five. Yeah.
Because
how it works is our streaming goes for 30 minutes, and then we actually have an extra 15 that you won't be able to hit live. You would have to go on the website and check it out. But I understand. K-Down, so, yeah, we're going to discuss it hopefully Sunday.
We have went over. We have went over 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, so, it's been off for a little while.
We're going to have to we're going to come back to it. Hopefully Sunday we get to talk to our boy Lamont, Cookie Williams, and discuss this further. Regardless if we get to talk to him or not, it'll be more special and more better if we can. But we don't. We still going to talk about these issues because we really need to discuss them. I don't think they discussed enough. I'm pretty sure Kate don't feel the same. But, yeah, we going to get out of here. This is Easy Emotional and Unknown Easy Old Soul.
This K-Down, K-D-O-W-N. Don't call me KD because the rat fucked it up. Fuck. We'll holler at y'all later.
We going to holler at y'all. All right, man.
Later.